runs on the mug tonight. Parker, be Parker. Looking for the crew, any mugs will do. Parker, be Parker. Quite just really got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. Parker, be Parker. The kids are alright, so I'm looking for the fine. Parker, be Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on glue. Parker, be Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me neck. I only bought one because we're making it. Starts with fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now punk song. Song.
Flying saucers have invaded our planet. Washington, London, Paris, Moscow are key targets. The whole world is under attack. Can it survive?
We are the survivors of a disintegrated solar system. At this moment, the remainder of our fleet is circling your globe. Arrange for your world leaders to confer with us in the city of Washington.
Never before has the screen reached such heights of excitement. Breathtaking spectacle. Hair-raising terror. See the saucer men's high-frequency disintegrator. See flying saucers travel thousands of miles in seconds. See great cities leveled by flying saucer monsters.
People of Earth, attention. People of Earth, attention. This is a voice speaking to you from thousands of miles beyond your planet.
One of the Woo. Best, like, rock and roll screens. Sorry. Good morning.
Hello.
welcome to Punks and Parkas.
101.5.
101.5.
Look at you guys.
We're so
I don't even need to be here anymore.
Yes, you do.
Instead, yeah. I quit.
Well.
No, come back.
No, please, no. Don't leave us.
Because I'm the one behind the board.
That's right.
So I guess I am still needed.
That's right.
No, just teasing.
We love you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
After all these years, literally after all these years.
Yeah.
Show's been on a long time.
Yeah.
Hunter, it precedes you.
Yeah, it's older than you.
This show was older than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it is.
This show was my first baby. Not you. This show.
Okay.
He's not even paying attention.
No.
He's just on his
phone.
So anyway, welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the air in one form or another since 2005.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
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 Right? God damn. Anyway, I'm here. I'm Penny Lane.
Yes.
I'm
Captain Dan. And that's Hunter.
We got Hunter. He does stuff.
He does
stuff.
Yeah,
I do.
As long as it pertains to his phone and racing and his bike and airplanes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, we got a fun show.
Yes.
All curated by Captain Dan.
Yes.
Captain of the good ship Tiki Lodge.
Tiki.
Yeah.
horror films I love it. Of the 50s. Just a vibe.
This is a vibe we've been in for like a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
We have great tiki plans.
Yes.
For our yard. And I think it's like seeping into everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It totally is.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to do an extended play like this just for our tiki bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, it may exist
may
already.
Be here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you guys, if you are on Spotify, you follow my man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have so many amazingly funny and good playlists. Like your wit with your play. You just got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Just follow him. So we started it all off with Fred Sears doing a little
Earth versus the Flying Saucers.
Ooh. Exciting. And then the Tiki Tones.
Spectre Detector.
Love that one. Mysterio with Vampirella. And one of my favorite bands.
The Witch.
The Sonics.
The Witch.
Doing The Witch. So we're back into the evil throes of fall, apparently.
Yeah.
We get like a week of summer this year.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
No,
we had like plus 30 degrees, and then today it's like 11. Cold, rainy, damp, gross.
But apparently this weekend is supposed to be a plus 30 all weekend.
Which I'm kind of don't believe it.
Yeah.
Because
it's a May-long weekend.
It's a May-long weekend, which traditionally is the poopiest weather on the face of the planet. So, I don't know. I think everybody is cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
Very cautiously optimistic. Some fun stuff, I guess, going on this long weekend. I don't know.
I have no idea what's going on this weekend.
Well, we've got a whole set of music to research what's going on this weekend. Anyway, should we play some tunes?
Yeah, how about some The Monster in Black Tights?
You got a little bit of a sneak of that before, but this is Screamin' Lord Sutch and the Savages.
Oh, the sun goes down and the moon comes up. I turn into a teenage goo goo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. Looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the goo-goo muck. I'm the night head hunter looking for a head. With a way out body underneath that head. I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. The city is a jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the goo-goo muck tiger and a teenage beast. You'd better duck when I show up, the goo-goo muck. And bang, baby, like I've been telling you. I'm the goo-goo-goo-goo-goo. And bang.
Midnight and bring your special day to the creek, to the monster. rainy night. As I was walking on the beach, I met a girl. Believe me, folks, she was fabulous. I held in her hands. She held mine too. She smiled at me. Believe me, folks, she was a Dracula. So beware, my friends, for she's pretty smart. She has a face like an angel, and that's like blazing fire. Her teeth is gruesome, ready to slick your veins.
Yeah, she's gonna suck you dry, boys. She is a Dracula.
Cool.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Good evening.
Yeah.
101.5.
UMFM.
UMFM. That's my radio voice that comes on when I turn
the radio. Radio voice. Yeah, on 101.5. UMFM.
Everybody just got sultry all of a sudden.
Ooh, hello.
So welcome to the show.
Hi.
We're doing this bizarre tiki, like creepy tiki space horror rockabilly jam.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
That made total sense.
Thank you.
I understood everything about that. Yep. Like 100%.
That was Desmond Decker.
Yes.
With Dracula. Before that was Laverne Baker with Voodoo Voodoo. Oh, God, I missed a lot of cool songs when I ran to the bathroom. The Munsters with the Munster Creep. Yep. Ronnie Cook and the Gay Lads with the Goo Goo Muck. B-52s.
Devil in My Car.
We started that all off with the oddball that is Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages with Monster
in Black Tights.
So welcome to the show.
Yes.
We were, you know, before the music, talking about all the great things that are happening this weekend. We lied.
There is quite a bit of stuff happening.
There's stuff happening.
You know, all over the place.
And yeah.
Big ones tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. The Winnipeg Gold Eyes start their season.
Oh shoot, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
With fireworks and baseball.
Fireworks and baseball, hot dogs.
Probably that too.
Hot dogs,
cotton candy.
Oh yeah.
Peanuts.
Yes.
Beer.
Wait.
I love all the sports. I've always loved baseball.
Yeah.
I love going to see Gold Eyes games. Like, you don't need the big. I mean, I'd love to go see a major league game one day, but Gold Eyes are just as fine.
Yeah.
You sit there, you have a few beers. If you like, stop paying attention to the game for like 45 minutes, it's not a big deal because it's long.
Yeah.
It's not like hockey or football where you got to
like,
kind of
action. Yeah. I love the and I love how baseball players look like they're all stuck in the 70s.
They're all stuck in the 70s and they got the beer guts and, you know, just.
Yeah, there's something about, like, that aesthetic I'm into. I've loved it since I was a teenager, and I'm still into it. So, yeah, go catch a ball game.
Catch a ball game.
But I forgot. It's a long weekend.
Yeah.
So not a lot of events kind of happen.
Yeah.
When a long weekend happens, because everybody here goes to a cabin.
Yes.
I don't know if this is a thing in other areas, but here in Winnipeg, we've got...
Yeah, I think Winnipeg, across Canada, I think this is the beginning of summer.
Cabin season, summertime. Yeah. But here in Winnipeg, we've got, or Manitoba, we have beautiful lakes.
Yeah.
When you go just a little bit north, just
a little bit
beautiful.
North, a little bit west, a little bit east.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
A little bit, I don't know, up, a little bit down, a little bit right, a little bit left.
Around.
I don't know.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, so a lot of people have a cabin
at
some of these lakes. And I've never in my life, my family has never had a cabin. But we lived in the country.
Yeah.
So my parents, I guess, were kind of like, you want to go to a lake? There's one right there.
Yeah.
Get in the car, drive the 30 minutes, and go to the lake.
Yeah.
So we never, but a lot of people who live in the city, they get that nice break. They go to the cabin for the weekend.
Yeah, you spend 3 hours on the road because the traffic's so backed up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I lived, speaking of, not living in the city, the road I lived off of was off one of these main drives to the lake.
No.
Come Friday at 4 o'clock, you stay off 59 because it is just cars. Everybody's going out. And then Sunday about 6-7 o'clock.
Everybody's coming back.
Everyone's coming back.
Yeah.
But you guys had a cabin, didn't you, at one point? Yeah. So it's something I feel like I missed out on.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Just all the time my dad felt it was just like, you go out there, you cut the grass.
It's like you have two houses to take care of. That's how I feel. I'm like, we have a house. I don't like cleaning it. Why do I want two?
Yeah, and by the time you're finished straightening it up and cleaning it up, you have to go home.
I know. That's why I'm like, if it was a situation like now that I work from home, I could go to the cabin and probably stay there for like 5 days and work.
Yeah.
As long as we had internet.
Yeah.
Not all of them have internet. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm like, do I want to do chores twice? I don't even want to do them once. So, but it's a give and take.
Yeah.
I'm sure you as a kid loved it because you didn't have to mow the lawn.
Yep, that's right.
You're just playing in the pool.
Playing in the pool, playing in the bush.
Playing in the bush, getting all those wood ticks.
Yep.
Wood tick season, folks. If you got a pet, check your pets
for
ticks.
Pills.
Get your pills.
Yeah.
I already found a wood tick on me. And ever since then, I just feel them crawling over every inch of my body. I hate that feeling. But yeah, definitely dangerous. Check your ticks, check your friends, check your pets.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Not much going on this weekend, but next weekend, Doors Open Winnipeg is happening, which is a pretty cool event in the city where a lot of older buildings open their doors, let you see buildings you don't usually get to go see.
Yeah.
So if that's kind of your bag, if you're into architecture, you're into history, you're into learning some of, fun facts, going to see some of these old buildings.
Go check it out.
Google it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Actually, this weekend is Manitoba Festival. It's happening at the Red River Exhibition Grounds.
Yeehaw!
The powwows. Yeah. And
that'll be fun.
A bunch of Indigenous artwork and
crafts
and everything. Go check it out.
Yeah. You don't have to be Indigenous to go check it out either. It's open to everybody.
That's right.
It's one thing I love about those Indigenous events. They're so welcoming to everybody.
Yeah.
And that's something you see a lot of too, where I grew up and went to school. I was often getting invited to powwows, to sweat lodges, and it was never an odd thing that this Ukrainian woman was going to these things. I love that inclusivity and welcomingness. It's awesome. It's a good way to learn about our other people's cultures.
That's right.
And all that kind of stuff. Yep. Pride's coming up. We were talking about that in the car on the way here in a couple weeks. So
actually, I think it kicks off next weekend, I think.
Because isn't it like a week lead up of events or a week and a bit? I saw on Facebook some smattling of hey, this Pride lead up night at whatever gay bars are still open.
Yeah.
It's so funny. All the gay bars I went to not exist anymore. Yeah. We before we moved into the house, we lived on Sherbrooke Street, right across the street from the gay bar I used to frequent a lot. It's not a gay bar anymore.
Yeah. The only one thing I think of is Club 2000.
Club 2000 or 200 or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, really. There used to be so many, and now I think that's it. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's a great, safe space again.
Yes.
But Pride is fantastic. Open to anybody.
Yeah.
We're going to go, right, Hunter?
Yeah.
Hunter's a proud guy in the Pride thing.
Yes. Yeah, hi.
Hi. Are we keeping you up over there?
I don't know.
You want some coffee there, buddy?
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're looking at me with like those glazed sleepy boy eyes.
I'm not asleep.
I think I got something in my eyes.
Yeah, your finger.
Wow.
Jeez. But anyway, Pride is a fantastic time here in the city. There's the big parade, which usually starts from the legislative ground and kind of works its way down Portage Avenue towards the Forks.
Yeah.
Don't quote me. Double check before getting on the Pride.
Yeah.
Parade in case they change the route, but then it ends with a day's worth of festivities at the Forks.
Yeah.
And insanely busy.
Yes, really busy.
Yeah, so if you don't like crowds, don't go.
Yeah,
but it's going to be a great time. Always is.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun again. Yeah. Welcoming.
Yeah,
it's not about if you identify as that. They also love
the allies and the supporters.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, which we are. We are proud allies.
That's
in
right.
This household. Everybody love everybody.
Damn right.
God damn it, I love my RuPaul. Some new Drag Race. I'm excited. I'm fine. I don't know. This show doesn't have a lot of like talk topics today.
No, we're kind of
It's been a week.
I've been sick for like 2 days.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's been a sickness or allergies or what it is.
Something, eh?
Yeah.
Something
knocked me out for 2 days.
Well, something knocked my friend out for a couple days, too. Yeah. I think there's something going around the city, so wash your hands, folks.
Yep.
Stay safe. If you're
safe.
Sick...
Stay the F home.
Stay the F home. Yeah. My God. It's not that hard.
No.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
But I've just been working. I've been working overtime.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is my life. Work, eat, sleep.
Yeah.
Eat,
work, sleep,
sleep.
Eat.
Sleep,
yeah.
Eat,
work.
Work, work. Don't eat work, but sleep.
No. Eat, work, sleep. I don't know.
Just play some music.
Yes.
So
how about some Del Airs with a zombie stomp?
I like zombies.
Oh, zombies.
Closer, closer. your problems. You get up at night making weird sounds.
Soon you're gonna make this a real ghost town. Is that on your menu?
Now better beware. All these phantom drivers down in the ground, you better plan them right. They'll come around. Move out, baby. You move that mound, or they'll dig it up and they'll shut you down. So come on, come on, come on, come on.
About a beautiful love between a man and a ghoul.
No. Love, 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 let it love.
Let just love, love.
Yeah, just love, yeah, love, man. Love. So there was one thing I did want to discuss.
Oh, what's that?
Ooh,
that I totally forgot. We got a few minutes. I can talk about it before the last song of the show. Ooh. So people, go to davidbowie.com. Keep your eyes peeled because it hasn't. They haven't released it where yet. But it is the 50th anniversary of David Bowie's retirement of Ziggy Stardust, the concert that he performed. they made a video of a movie. I'm so excited I can barely talk about it. They made a movie of it at the time. It's been remastered. It's going to be in select cinemas across the globe this July.
Yeah.
The original theater where this happened in London, if you happen to be there, tickets are going on sale now. I think it's July 3rd is the date or something like that's going to happen. You can actually go to the exact theater where this happened and watch it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So davidbowie.com. Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. I've been on Spiders it all day Mars. Putting Winnipeg in to see what theater I can buy tickets for this, because this is, there are a few it's so funny, I had this discussion with someone on Instagram about, there are some iconic tours and concerts. Like, to me, Zoo TV is an iconic tour. Woodstock is an iconic concert. Madonna's Errata, or Express Yourself tour. Like, there's certain things that it's like, wow, if you could go back in time and see it. David Bowie retiring, Ziggy Stardust. Go back and see it. Here's your chance.
Yeah.
So go check it out, davidbowie.com. Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled.
Yes.
We're going. We're going to find out where we're going.
Apparently we're going.
Apparently.
Apparently. Anyway, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. See you guys.
Have a great weekend. We're going to finish this off with some more morbid surfer stuff.
Jan and Dean with the Surfing Hearse.
Surfing Hearse. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
Bye, guys.